Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Thank you for tuning in tonight. What is the name of the show? Why, it's Free Talk Live. What do we do here? Well, when people call, we talk to them live on the air about whatever they want to talk about. The number to do that is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 is the number here in the studio if you want to get your voice on the air and talk about whatever's on your mind. You can talk about what we're talking about, too. We just happen to be talking about this article from Reason.com, and it, you know, says a sentiment that I identify with, and that is that politics is seeping into our daily life and ruining everything. And we'll talk a bit more about that. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And so, with political positions influencing decisions, people may sacrifice wages, lose out on jobs, make suboptimal purchases, and disregard opportunities to save, the researchers note. For example, research has found that employees accept lower wages to work for politically like-minded entities. And people may even select higher-priced products or the ones that offer less functional value. Now, here in, you know, we'll call it the liberty community, the freedom community, we make those decisions frequently. Like, I know I know, like, I would much rather buy from a business or person who's offering a product or service who is of the freedom mind, you know, or maybe that accepts, like, Bitcoin or something like that, because that's more in line with my personal philosophies and principles.
I would say I even take it to an extent further to some degree in that I sometimes will purchase products that are, I wouldn't say of a lesser quality so much, but offer a different feature set, maybe just a lesser feature set in some respects because of the benefits that come with that lesser feature set that people don't usually think about.
Right.
So, privacy. Often
privacy, right. Yeah.
Well, and you're a tech guy, too, so that, you know, stands to reason.
Mm-hmm. And when you were reading that list, I don't think there's anything wrong with taking a job because you think the company aligns more with your beliefs. You'll probably be more likely to be treated better by them.
Right. You'll probably be happier, too, because you're not down each other's throats all the time.
They're not saying that there's anything wrong with it. What they're saying is they're seeing an increase in these behaviors,
okay,
according to the research.
They can have a negative impact, potentially. I don't, you know, it's interesting. I don't necessarily think that's always the case. I think, like when you come together in a community like ours, you know, probably the reverse happens, but I can certainly see in other areas you might take one job over another, which could negatively impact your, you know, financials.
I can say that I took a job on the West Coast, and it seemed like a good fit. And then I learned later on that, you know, the folks sort of in charge were a little closer to being like-minded in political thought than I knew even going into it. Now, when I learned that, I was like, oh, well, that's cool. But it wasn't a factor in me deciding to take the job or not. But perhaps it was just sort of subconsciously. You know what I mean?
Would you have quit if you found out that they were like hardcore fascists? They were like, we want to take this company and
that's a good question.
Join with the government one day and control people.
You know, there's a lot of factors in life, you know, I think it's one of these things where it kind of depends, you know. It's like, if you're working for somebody who disagrees with you, but they respect you as a person, you know, that might be fine. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, another person with the same more or less values that you disagree with doesn't respect you, I'm going to leave, you know?
Yeah, fascists don't respect humanity.
Right. So it's kind of like one of those things. I think it kind of depends on the circumstances, more specifically. And, you know, it's like, I'm not, and here's the thing. It's like, sometimes it's about business, right? Like, if somebody's, you know, would you turn down a socialist's, you know, money and not sell a product to them? I mean, why would you do that? If they're willing to buy from you, right? Like, and you're a libertarian or a conservative or whatever, why would you turn down that? It just, to me, that doesn't make sense.
I think it makes sense in a way because for one thing, I was going to buy some coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that the owner is one of the top, what is the word that they are, code enforcers in Keene. And I said, oh, I'm just going to go to Market Basket and get my coffee instead. Because in that case, maybe it's not going to make a huge financial impact, but I will know that I'm not financially
right.
giving money to
him. So you're looking at it from the opposite side, but if you were the business owner, would you turn down a conservative or a Republican?
Like as a customer?
Yeah, as a customer.
If I was a business owner, I would not allow cops in.
I might be with you on that one. But certainly, generally speaking, you probably wouldn't want to discriminate, right?
I don't know. It depends. Like, if I'm selling coffee to someone who's just a socialist, probably not. But if I'm selling something, like, that could be useful for them to put out there, you know, to help them with their goals, maybe I wouldn't.
I can see that. Maybe some very unusual circumstances.
Yeah.
Polarization has the potential to prevent neighbors or colleagues of opposing parties from developing friendships. This ultimately deprives individuals of intellectual diversity, among other things, they add. The finding that everything is becoming politicized builds on a growing mountain of data. Even before political tensions hit their current fevered pitch, a 2018 survey found that nearly two-thirds, that's 64%, of consumers around the world will buy or boycott a brand solely because of its position on a social or political issue. The number for the U.S. was 59%.
I wouldn't have anything I could buy if I did that.
Right. In 2020, a separate survey reported that 83% of millennials find it's important for the companies they buy from to align with their values. That means that the price and utility of products and services are actually secondary considerations for many people, taking a back seat to companies' public posturing. Many business executives have risen to the challenge, advocating positions on gun control, immigration, and race relations, whether because they sense an opening to promote their opinions or just a marketing opportunity. These leaders hope that their political activism will help shape public opinion and potentially lead to lasting change, while simultaneously cementing their reputations as moral leaders and change agents, Christine Moorman wrote for Forbes. She noted that as of 2018, most marketing experts considered this a bad move, with the potential for alienating both customers and employees. I know that when I was coming up in the workforce, about Bonnie's age or so, and I had gone through many jobs as well, and there were some rules in the workplace. One of them...
What time period was this?
Late 80s.
A lot of people
through
can't,
the 90s.
Can't see you.
Late 80s through the 90s.
Okay.
So, there were some rules about the workplace, and one of them was you don't talk about politics in the workplace. And these are the reasons why, which this article has outlined. It's because you do stand the risk of alienating both your customers and your employees if you politicize your product or service.
I've heard that boycotts don't work. Do you think that's true?
I don't. I mean, if they're performed effectively, they absolutely work.
There's the example they always point to is like... I think it was Chick-fil-A said that they were not supporting gays or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of people boycotted them, but all the people who were like, America and all that stuff went and like tripled their visits to Chick-fil-A, so it had an opposite effect. But
yeah, it doesn't, I think the
spicy
reality
chicken.
Is, it kind of depends, right? Like where are your stores located? If they're located in the south mostly,
yeah,
you're probably
like
gonna have, you're probably not your boycott's not gonna work. If you're located in the north, maybe you know you have a better chance of having a successful boycott.
I don't eat at Chick-fil-A because they give money to conversion camps.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. What are your thoughts on Chick-fil-A's spicy chicken of hate?
Not a fan.
More Free Talk Live coming up.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Come on. That's right. Come on. a solo.
What is it?
It's might be a breakdown. I'd have to hear the entire song to tell you more specifically, but likely a riff, yes. I mean, all like heavy music is composed of riffs, and then usually the lead guitarist solos over the top of a riff.
Because earlier I was like finishing my coffee as fast as possible, and the music was playing. I was like, this is the most hardcore coffee drinking I've ever done.
So what are you guys talking about, music?
Yeah, the music that was playing.
Music.
Music,
that's
music,
like that thing that, like,
I hear music.
Like noise, right?
Chris doesn't like music.
Technically, it's sound.
I am definitely not a music person.
Technically, music is just this. Sound made on purpose over time. That's all music is.
People have found out that pop music is the best form of the language of music.
Yeah, music,
scientifically.
Music is like sports ball to my ears.
Bonnie, I didn't think you were a fibber.
That was actually a fib, but in my opinion.
Well, I guess it was, you said, found out that it was the best form. So, like, I guess that can be construed as an opinion.
Yeah, if it's my opinion, it was a joke that it was scientific.
It's science. This is Free Talk Live, if you're wondering. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. If you'd like to critique us on our thoughts on music and opinions on other things, as well as whatever the heck we're talking about, if you don't want to comment on any of that, talk about whatever you want. That's what we're here for. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to know what the listeners' favorite fast food chains are, because that's what we were talking about on the break. And here are mine. Taco Cabana and Bill Miller's.
I'm not even familiar with either of those.
Yeah, me neither.
They're from Texas.
Oh, okay.
Are they huge chains?
That explains it.
Huge chains in Texas.
I've been to Texas, but I haven't been to every restaurant in Texas.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
Did you say restaurant or fast food?
I guess they can say restaurant. If I was just going to say restaurant, I'd say La Panaderia in San Antonio.
Okay.
My favorite place is probably Taco Biondo in Hillsboro.
Yeah, Taco Biondo is great.
Yeah.
Jack's Barbecue in Seattle, Washington. That's Texas-style barbecue, which is odd, but Jack himself is from Texas. And I don't know what he does to where he gets his ribs from, but they are giant ribs compared to any other ribs that you've ever eaten.
Does he add love?
He does add love. In fact, he comes out every dinner, every night, 7 nights a week.
Nice.
During the dinner hour, you know, we're talking 5 until 7 or something like, or 4 until 7. I don't know exactly when, but he comes out and he goes from table to table introducing himself to say hello to his customers and ask how everything is.
Sounds very Texan.
And of course, he has the Texas drawl. Hi, I'm Jack. I'm the owner here. Is everything all right? You know, I do a horrible Texas accent, but he has it.
You would also love Harmon's Barbecue in Cibolo, Texas.
Probably would. If you ever come up to the New Hampshire area, Kirby Q's in Elstead has the best honey butter and what is the thing that goes with
cornbread?
Cornbread.
Yeah, it is really good.
It's to die
for.
It.
Yeah, it's worth going just Carolyn for that.
And Ken do a bang up job there with their joint. I need to tell you guys that you can join, not you guys, but the listeners, that you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through
excluded?
July 4th.
Huh? Are we excluded? Are we not allowed at this event? You said except for you guys.
I mean, if you keep interrupting me, maybe.
I'm just kidding.
No, you're of course invited. I expect you to be there.
Oh, good.
But I was like, not you guys. I was telling the listeners that there's this thing going on. It's called Forkfest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Forkfest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it's similar, but Forkfest is decentralized, which means that no one's in charge and there's no ticket cost. All you need to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. I can't think of a better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving people in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party, where you can connect with other attendees. You can find the unofficial Telegram chat link, and there's an unofficial forum there as well. Again, links to those are all found at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Chris, are you vending?
I will definitely be there, and yes, I will be vending. We'll be selling, I believe, smartphones and
maybe a couple other things.
Yeah, there's one or two other things. Okay. I will have Crypto 6 t-shirts.
Oh, Crypto 6 t-shirts.
Bitcoin's not a crime, Crypto 6 t-shirts. I don't know if I'll be doing it personally, but like I'll be there and I'll be around and we'll have stuff. So, yeah.
Have you been to a Pork or Fork Fest?
I've never been, and I'm not going to go this year, and I'm kind of sad because I've always wanted to meet Tom Woods. He's my personal hero.
Mm. He's your gateway drug into freedom?
He's libertarian sensei.
Alrighty. Well, we're sad that you're not going to be there. Don't worry, I'll party for you.
I'm going to have a really good week because I'll have Ian alone in my house.
Oh.
And he's not allowed to leave.
You might be disappointed.
No.
You might be just appointed.
There may end up being other people.
In my house?
I don't know.
Also, when did you buy this?
Well, you know what I mean. The place I live in.
Right quick, since we're being a little goofy and all, staying on your sofa, this is one of our chatters. I'm just reading some random things from our chatters online who are probably watching us and obsessing over the things that we really don't care about. But staying on your sofa said, she said duty. I think that's when you said Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Earlier.
Again?
Yeah, no, that was earlier.
Oh. he's a real fan of duty.
Was that chocolate chip ice cream you were eating, Bonnie?
It was coffee.
It was coffee. People generalize cultures too much. One of the cams is stuck. Good thing I looked at that promptly. I'm sure it's still stuck. I'll go fix it in a minute. Good point, Bonnie. Don't know which point. Camera on Chris is frozen. Maybe it's because we were talking about ice cream. And somebody says,
You missed the one where they said that I was pretty. Read those ones.
I already read those to you off camera.
Yeah, there were a lot of them.
I know, but you didn't read them on camera.
That's right.
I'm just kidding.
I didn't.
Two people said I was pretty.
It's too late to go back now.
Yeah, people need
very important thing.
People need to get some ice.
I don't have a time machine. I can't go back in time. In time.
We were also talking about the surveillance state.
We were,
and we were talking also about how everything is becoming politicized. And this article from Reason. So the politicization of all things great and small is what another researcher referred to last summer as oil spill model of mass opinion polarization. What if polarization is less like a fence getting taller over time and more like an oil spill that spreads from its source gradually to taint more and more previously apolitical attitudes, opinions, and preferences? And yes, chatters, I said taint. Pennsylvania State University Daniel Della Posta asked in a study published in June 2020 in the American Sociological Review. Even many initially apolitical lifestyle characteristics, from musical taste to belief in astrology, can become politicized.
Oh, God.
More Free Talk Live is on the way.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden issued optimism after the latest jobs numbers showed employers added 559,000 jobs last month. It was a big improvement over the April jobs numbers, though it did fall short of economists' predictions.
We have now created over 2 million jobs in total since I took office. More jobs than ever been created in the first 4 months of any presidency in modern history. triple the rate of my predecessor, eight times the rate of President Reagan.
The president said no other major economy in the world is growing as fast as the U.S. is right now. Another meeting is planned for Monday after President Biden and Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito spoke by phone. They're trying to reach a deal on infrastructure. The White House says Capito offered to increase the proposal by $50 billion, but the president said it didn't meet his objectives. This is USA Radio News. The European Union banned Belarusian airlines from airspace and airports in member countries in response to the Lukashenko regime forcing the diversion of a plane carrying an opposition journalist last month. EU ambassadors agreed to the ban, which prevents Belarusian airlines from landing in or taking off from EU airports. Earlier this week, the European Union Aviation Safety Agency also issued a directive calling on air carriers in member states to avoid Belarusian airspace and airports. On May 23rd, the government forced a Ryanair flight en route from Greece to Lithuania to land in Minsk, saying there was a bomb threat on board. Upon landing, authorities arrested exiled journalist Roman Protasevich. President Alexander Lukashenko has targeted opposition leaders and members of the media since his re-election last year. According to international watchdogs, the election was deemed neither free nor fair. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, the live radio call-in talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is on your mind. If you don't like the subject we're talking about, great, call in, talk about something else, change the subject. It's all up to you here on Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
The phone number that you need if you want to join us is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. We have been talking a bit about the political polarization of, well, just about everything and its effect on, well, just about everything, and how people will sometimes make decisions they used to not make, even things about like taking a job where another job might pay more or be more suited to their skill set or their chosen career, but they'll take a different job because perhaps that job has made some advertisements that allow them to believe that they're more politically minded to their particular side of politics, among other things. And we can talk more about that, but first, let's go to Bill. Bill, I'm sorry, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Buffalo, New York, sir.
From Buffalo, New York. What's on your mind tonight, Bill? You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, what's on my mind is that all the labels of whether it's conservative or whether it's left-wing, right-wing, and all of the above, mm-hmm. they're not properly defined because the underlying labels or definitions are always continually changing.
Oh, I know. It drove me nuts. When I went on this sort of journey, I was unemployed at the time, but I had the internet. And I had a lot of time, and I finally got tired of hearing politicians on TV, and I went to try and discover, am I a conservative? Am I a Democrat? Am I a progressive? Am I a liberal? Am I a Democrat or a Republican? What are these things? What are their, and I couldn't find clear definitions. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, but here's where the good news comes into play. The good news has everything to do with that, what you guys were talking about, very succinctly and, getting right to the truth of where you have the advantage to get to the truth. The main thing that everybody needs to understand is that, the mainstream media is going to give you fake news, and then you gotta understand and work to the understanding that you got to recognize it. I don't know if I'm saying it correctly or help me out if I'm incorrect. I apologize.
No, you're doing fine. Just relax. Go ahead.
I think that he's right that the mainstream media will tell you, oh, if you believe in something like gay rights, if you believe in gay rights, you're a Democrat. The mainstream media tries to tell people what they are in that way.
Yeah, the media is so slanted. I mean, they'll leave out half the story in a lot of cases just to twist things into something that is like, to make a certain group look bad or whatever. I've got a lot of experience with this, so I know. Media is just, it's awful, especially mainstream media in particular.
Go ahead, Bill.
Fantastic people, because correct me if I'm wrong. And what I'm going to say, I'm going to say it like this way. All human beings, we're all kind of broken human beings in many spiderweb different directions and definitions. What I mean to say that in that way is the fact that whatever words that we say to each other, you have no position or you should not have an emotional response of being offended by whatever words are displayed in any way, shape, or form, because we have no choice but to understand each other, and that the words are going to be said, and we got to just like absorb those words and say, okay, we're adults now.
Yeah.
We're going to do the best that we can to understand human nature the way that human nature works. And, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know. I just want to go along with what you guys were saying. And, that's all I can say.
Well, I think.
Hey, thanks for the call, Bill. We appreciate it. I think that, you're saying the right things. I know I've seen just my 49 years here on planet Earth, I've seen comedians get arrested for, well, I haven't seen it personally, but comedians have been arrested for speaking, for making comedy. Now, these are words that people were offended by, but, grow a spine, grow a backbone. If you don't like the words that a comedian's saying, if you don't like the words anybody's saying, leave, turn off the channel, don't go to that club or whatever it is.
I think it's a very powerful thing to be in control of your emotions instead of letting them control you. It's something I had to learn in anger management class that I got court ordered to go to.
Oh, boy. That's a story, I'm sure.
Wait, are you saying the government did something positive for you?
No.
Oh, okay. It's okay if they did, but it would just be a rare occurrence, in my opinion.
It was brought up in the class. I don't really think the class did a lot for. Okay. I'll admit it did this one thing for me. The guy, he was a government worker. You have to go to like government anger management classes. Explained anger in a really interesting way to me. He said anger is like you're carrying around. Somebody handed you a bowling ball, and instead of putting it down, you decide to carry it around. It's only hurting you to carry it around, and only you have the power to put it down.
Accurate.
I cuss out a cup at the top of my lungs for over 10 minutes.
Are you serious? You got anger management classes for cussing a cup out?
Yep.
This is Texas, wasn't it?
No, it was Utah on Dugway Proving Grounds.
Same difference.
Yeah, it was Utah on Dugway Proving Grounds. I was going into the gate. A cop yelled at me for apparently going the wrong way when it was very undefined, so I just lost my marbles and cussed him out at the top of my lungs for over 10 minutes and told him he should kill himself, and if I was his parents,
oh,
I would kill myself.
Yeah, there are certain words you don't want to use, and even if you don't use those exact words and you go about it in a roundabout way, guilty. Doesn't really matter. They'll just twist it into, like, yeah. And this is the crazy thing. Just because you say something doesn't necessarily mean, if you don't keep it within context, it doesn't mean what you're, you know, what, you know, the judge, whatever the judge says it is or thinks it means, mm-hmm. it doesn't necessarily mean that is what it, what the person meant at the time.
I do regret it, but not because the government reformed me. I regret it because.
But we shouldn't have to fear saying the wrong thing, you know,
right.
Like, just because somebody says they're going to kill somebody doesn't mean they're literally going to kill
somebody. Oh, I didn't say I was
going to
kill him. Oh,
no, I know you didn't say that, but. That frequently is a thing. Like, I mean, people use this like, I'm going to kill you, you know, like to their kid or whatever. They don't mean they're actually going to kill their kid, though. And these types of, this language may have, may not be as common as it once was, like in the 80s and 90s or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's still something that is not, it's not an actual threat. And people expressing themselves is not a bad thing.
Yeah. People take, I'm going to use the word butthurt, right? You know, people are oversensitive to other people's speech. I'm not saying words can't make you feel emotion. They certainly can, because without that, we wouldn't have, you know, fiction writers. We wouldn't have poets. We wouldn't have lyricists, right? Like, words can definitely move emotions. But Bonnie's absolutely correct in that you can make the decision in how to react to that.
Yeah, the cop, he had tears in his eyes.
Good.
He was really mad.
You made him cry?
Yep, he was a grown man. And then he retaliated, him and the rest of the police retaliated against me for the rest of the time I lived there, 3 more months.
Is there footage of this?
Probably on his cam.
603-283-6160. I wonder if we can do like a FOIA request and see if we can, see if we can get that to cement your legend. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in radio program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've been talking about, well, all sorts of things today, but today I learned that Bonnie here cussed out a cop and made him cry.
I did.
And I don't know why, but I feel kind of proud of that.
Proud of you, man.
I'm not proud of it. It's one of my least proud moments. But
little Bonnie's all grown up.
Not because he was a cop, but because he was a human.
More people need to cuss out the cops.
But guess what? I also had to pay $175. What did that do? Like, who was I
nothing.
Giving
gave them revenue.
Retribution
did
to?
You plead guilty? Like, money. Or were you convicted? And, like, how?
Because I have to do something before we carry this on too far. In the studio, we did that already, didn't we? In the studio tonight?
Yes, we did.
Okay, all right. So next I have to thank an amplifier, and his name is Derek. If you don't know what an amplifier is, in the case of Free Talk Live, it is not a box with a large powered speaker. It is somebody who helps us advertise, market, and promote. AMP, advertise, market, and promote. And you can find out all about the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. You do get some perks for becoming an amplifier. We only ask $5 a month. You can give more. There's different levels. You get different perks for the different levels. But the real reason to contribute and become an amplifier is to get this radio station or this radio show onto more stations across the U.S. and, well, elsewhere, too. We're on the Internet. We're on a couple of satellite stations. So we're on somewhere around 200 stations. We could be on 250. We could be on 300. We could be on more. It's all up to you. Visit amp.freetalklive.com. Do you guys want to finish? Because I have a call that I'd like to get on.
Well, he asked if I pled guilty. I was a very, very young libertarian. I didn't know any of my rights, and they just kind of said I was guilty because there was a recording. I don't remember pleading guilty or not guilty.
Yeah, but you were in a courtroom.
Yeah, it was federal court because it was on a military base.
Interesting. So
I've
probably,
only ever been to federal
probably
court.
Probably pled not guilty, I would think, and then they just convicted you.
I didn't even remember having a lawyer for that time.
You probably didn't.
We have Josie calling from, I believe, Virginia. Josie, you are on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. I have something different to tell you about, a
sure,
story.
Go ahead.
That happened way before you all were born. in the late 1960s. And my only brother and my only sibling was on board a ship called the USS Liberty. The president was Lyndon Baines Johnson, horrible man. He murdered multiple times on his way into office and got away with it. And then when he got away with that, after including for John F. Kennedy, he was involved with that too. He decided that he didn't like Nasser in Egypt, and he colluded with the Israelis, who also didn't like Nasser for whatever political reasons or other. And so they, in the collusion, they put together a plan that the Liberty must be sunk. The USS Liberty was an unarmed ship, U.S. naval ship, and so they said, okay, we'll place the ship off of the Sinai, and you Israelis attack it and sink and make sure no one is left alive to tell the tale, and then we would say the Egyptians did it. See, the Six-Day War was going on, and so we were always in favor of whatever Israel wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So we were going to say the Egyptians did this, and then we had planes on our way to bomb Cairo, forgetting the huge historical artifacts, pyramids and the like. And by the way, those bombs were atomic bombs. And fortunately, the ship did not sink, because a nice Jewish man who was in the hold of the ship, who'd been in World War II, knew exactly what to do when, after shooting off rockets and napalm and the like, they set off torpedoes, one of which hit the ship. It looked as much like a big hole, 40 feet tall,
the
coal that you hear, you see in the pictures in the newspapers,
right,
when the coal was hit. And so they did that, and then they had planes with helicopters and lots of arms to finish off anybody who was by chance left alive. Well, the angels were with all of us, because you know we would have been in a big war with the Soviets had
right.
all this taken place.
Right. This sounds like, you know, a classic attempt at what's called a false flag operation.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Johnson was famous for the one in Vietnam.
Right.
Or was it not Vietnam, near one of the other countries. But anyhow, so the ship did not sink, thanks to George Golden. And he should have gotten the Medal of Honor, not the captain, frankly, and the doctor who did heroic stuff with the wounded. Oh, my God, he was wounded himself and still managed somehow to save a lot of people.
Did your brother survive?
My brother was one of those who was climbing high up the highest so he could determine whose airplanes these were, because they were unmarked. By the way, that's war crime number one.
Wow.
There were several war crimes taken place over this attack.
Josie, Bonnie has a question for you.
Oh no, I heard her answer it. I just wanted to know
that, because I'm not hearing you very clearly right now.
It's okay. I just wanted to know if your brother survived, but you started to explain.
Absolutely no. He was cut in half and blown down four decks. They told us not to look in the coffin. It's just one of those things that 34 were killed, and almost all of the rest of the ship were wounded. Not everybody, but almost everybody.
Wow.
I mean, it was 300 and some men on the ship.
This was a major incident.
It was a major incident.
Yeah, I guess
what he did afterwards, everyone was to stay quiet, don't say a word, stuff it.
Yeah.
All that trauma that they endured on that ship, they were to stuff it inside of themselves, which, of course, brings on more PTSD and the rest. It's still bad. America needs to know what Lyndon Baines Johnson and the Israelis did to us.
Yeah, so this is something you can actually find on, like, YouTube and other platforms. There's whole mini documentaries of this incident.
Yes, there is a new documentary. They say, I have not seen it. It's True, TRU, True News wrote it, talked about it. And it's called Sacrificing Liberty, and it's probably a really inexpensive price for $40, four episodes, four different episodes, but all about what they saw and what the story from the directly from the crew. And it was an amazing event. My brother was a Naval Academy graduate of class of 63, and he was just one. He got the Silver Star for his exposure, but the others received, there were more medals awarded on that ship than any in the history of the Navy for a ship of its size.
Wow.
And it was an amazing event.
What do you think?
I do think that the world needs to know what exactly our president did. And the president we've got up there now is not much better, frankly. But anyway, the fake president, that's what I call the one we've got there now. He's bringing our country down as hard and fast as he can. He's involved with the Chinese.
We have another question for you, Josie.
Sure.
It actually wasn't a question. I was going to say, the world absolutely does need to know about the sacrifice of your brother and everybody else that was on the ship. And also, it's situations like, I mean, not situations, but stories like this that make me think that people who tell you that you have to listen to the government experts can shove it, because the government lies every day.
Yeah, this is why I prefer not to use the word my president. He's not my president.
He's not mine either.
Yeah, it's...
And I agree with you. A lot of the libertarian ideas, I have a lot of them myself. A lot of these people are not telling the truth. There's so much lying going on now that it's just like a tsunami wave of lies coming out of Washington. It's horrible.
Yep.
I couldn't agree more. And thanks for the call tonight, Josie. We appreciate it. Just the fact that, you know, so long ago, LBJ, right before I was born, that this governments behave in this way, in this manner. They lie, and they attempt to stage things to get us into wars we have no business being in. And by us, I mean the United States. I don't mean us. Yeah, it is really, really sad. 6-0, oh, sorry, we're out of time. We're out of time. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. This has been Free Talk Live. Visit us at freetalklive.com. Thanks, and peace.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.